and 2 Timothy chapter 1. The second epistle of the Apostle Paul to Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, through the will of God, according to the promise of the life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my agape beloved child, grace, mercy, peace, from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers in a pure conscience, how unceasing is my remembrance of you in my supplications, night and day, longing to see you, remembering your tears, that I may be filled with joy, having been reminded of the unfeigned faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois, and your mother Eunice, and, I am persuaded, in you also. For which cause I put you in remembrance, that you stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us not a spirit of fearfulness, but of power and agape love and discipline. Be not ashamed therefore of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but suffer hardship with the gospel according to the power of God, who saved us, and called us with a holy calling. Not according to our past works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus, before times eternal, but has now been manifested by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death, and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Whereunto I was appointed a preacher, and an apostle, and a teacher. For which cause I suffer also these things, yet I am not ashamed, for I know him, whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to guard that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me, in faith and agape love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto you guard through the Holy Spirit which dwells in us. This you know, that all that are in Asia turned away from me, of whom are Phygel and Hermogenes. The Lord grant mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chain, but, when he was in Rome, he sought me diligently, and found me, the Lord grant, unto him to find mercy of the Lord, in that day, and in how many things he ministered at Ephesus, do you know very well. And, 2 Timothy chapter 2. You therefore, my child, be strengthened in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things which you have heard from me among many witnesses, the same commit you to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Suffer hardship with me, as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier on service entangled himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him, who enrolled him, as a soldier. And if also a man contend in the games, he is not crowned, except he have contended lawfully. The husbandman that labors must be the first to partake of the fruits. Consider what I say, for the Lord shall give you understanding in all things. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, of the seed of David, according to my gospel, wherein I suffer hardship unto bonds, as a malefactor, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, with eternal glory. Faithful is the saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him, if we endure, we shall also reign with him, if we shall deny him, he also will deny us, if we are faithless, he abides faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them in the sight of the Lord, that they strive not about words, to no profit, to the subverting of them that hear. Give diligence to present yourself approved unto God, a workman, that needs not to be ashamed, handling aright the word of truth. But shun profane babblings, for they will proceed further in works without law, and their word will eat as does a gangrene, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, men, who concerning the truth havered, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Howbeit the firm foundation of God stands, having the seal, the Lord knows them, that are his, and, let everyone, that names the name of the Lord depart from works without law. Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold, and of silver, but also of wood, and of earth, and some unto honor, and some unto dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. After lawful works, faith, agape love, peace, with them that call on the Lord, out of a pure heart. But foolish and ignorant questionings refuse, knowing that they gender strife. And the Lord's servant must not strive, but be gentle towards all, apt to teach, forbearing, in meekness correcting them, that oppose themselves, if perhaps God may give them repentance unto the knowledge of the truth, and they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him unto his will. And, 2 Timothy chapter 3. But know this, that in the last days grievous times shall come. For men shall be philautos, lovers of self, the Greek philargyros, lovers of money, boastful, haughty, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, outside natural affection, implacable, slanderers, outside self-control, fierce, not lovers of what is good, the Greek aphilagathos, traitors, headstrong, puffed up, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding a form of godliness, but having denied the power therefore. From these also turn away. For of these are they that creep into houses, and take captive silly women laden with sins, women, that are led away by divers lusts, men, and women, that are ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And even as Jan and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also withstand the truth. Men, corrupted in mind, they are reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further. For their folly shall be evident unto all men, as theirs also came to be. But you did follow my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, long-suffering, agape love, patience, persecutions, sufferings. What things befell me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. And out of them all the Lord delivered me. Behold, and all that would live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors shall wax worse and worse, deceiving, and being deceived. But abide you in the things which you have learned, and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them. And that from a babe you have known the sacred writings which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Every inspired scripture of God is also profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction which is in legal works of the law. That the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work. And 2 Timothy chapter. I charge you in the sight of God, and of Christ Jesus, who shall judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure the sound instructions, but, having itching ears, will heap to themselves teachers, after their own lusts, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and turn aside unto fables. But be you sober in all things, suffer hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being offered, and the time of my departure is come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. From here on there is laid up for me the crown for good works, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day, and not to me only, but also to all them that have agape loved his appearing. Give diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas forsook me, having agape loved this present world, and went to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me, take Mark, and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministering. But Tychicus I sent to Ephesus. The cloak, that I left at Troas with Carpus, bring when you come, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil, the Lord will render to him according to his works, of whom do you also beware, for he greatly withstood our words. At my first defense no one took my part, but all forsook me, may it not be allayed to their account. But the Lord stood by me, and strengthened me, that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. The Lord will deliver me from every evil work, and will save me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute Prisca and Aquila, and the house of Onesiphorus. Erastus remained at Corinth, but Trophimus I left at Miletus sick. Give diligence to come before winter. Abulo salutes you, and Pudens, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you.